Hoop, hoop, hooray. Hurry. Mention basketball and a few names come to mind. One name might be Larry Bird or Michael Jordan or LeBron James. Did you ever hear of James Naismith? Here is a clue. The full name of the basketball museum in Springfield, Massachusetts, is the Naismith Memorial. Basketball Hall of Fame. Let's discover who James Naismith it was. Why is his name the first in the history of basketball? In 1891, Naismith was teaching physical education at college in Springfield. The director of the department was Lucker Gullick. He was looking for a new kind of recreation during the winter month of the young men at the school. New England Arctic weather made outdoor adventure impossible. Students found indoor exercise boring. Gullick wanted a game that could be played within the limits of their indoor space. Naismith went to work at once. He decided that skill at handing, controlling the ball, not speed or strength. What was the game needed? The goal should be above the player, heads at each end of the playing area. Then only a curving shot would score. Nine players on each side seemed the right number. Soon, Naismith had drawn the 13 rules, listening what could not be done during the games. A player could score from anywhere on the court. There was to be no running with the ball and no tackling. There would be two periods of play. Each lasting 15 minutes, there will be only one interval or break. Lester Gullick liked Naismith's idea. On December 21, 1891, the world's first basketball game took place. But it still did not have a name. By chance, the person who helped name the game was the school janitor. Naismith had asked him for two wooden boxes to use as goal. There were no boxes of the right size. Instead, the janitor found two peach baskets. These worked well for the goals. One of the players, Frank Mahan, suggested that the game be called the Naismith's Ball. With a name like that, Naismith replied, the game would never catch on. Then Mahan thought of the peach basket goals. Basketball, he said, and so it was. The new game quickly became popular. The first national basketball league was formed in 1898. It had six teams. There were first became an Olympic event. That year, the United States team won the gold. In 1947, wheelchair basketball began. Today, basketball is the best record, and basketball belongs to the Edmonton Grizz. They were an amazing women team from Canada. They played They played 522 games from 1915 to 1914. The team won all but 20 of them. James Naismith said of them, "They are the finest team that ever stepped on the floor." Kersey Naismith, who died in 1939, played in only two basketball games. The first was in 1892, and the second in 1898. When asked why he had played so rarely, he replied, "I just never got around to it." James Naismith had elected Basketball's Hall of Fame in 1959.